Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
In 2022, Team Milk came together by sponsoring female marathon runners for the marathon in New York City. Today, they're more than 20,000 strong. In 2024, Team Milk is making an even bigger commitment to female runners and launching the only women's marathon in the U.S., designed for and by women. The inaugural Every Woman's Marathon will take place in Savannah, Georgia on November 16, 2024. You can learn more and register for the marathon at everywomansmarathon.com.
Hey, you're listening to Intuit from Vulture and New York Magazine. I'm your host, Sam Sanders. In this episode, we're going to break down some big pop culture stories from the week. And to do that, I'm joined by two hilarious, incredible fellow podcasters who I like a lot. Tracy Thomas, Chelsea Devantes. Hi, how are y'all?
Good. How are you, Sam?
I'm better now.
I'm also better now, now that I'm speaking with you two.
I feel the same.
I'm delighted to have this. I am always happy when we can take these episodes and have it be like a podcast trifecta. It's three podcast hosts here this episode. It's going to be hilarity, drama, magic, beauty, I think.
One of us will get ousted. Two will become best friends. One will be on the outs at the end of this, like any good arc of a threesome.
Damn. Then there's going to be a reunion episode where we dish the behind-the-scenes drama, right?
I can't wait. I can't wait to narc on both of you.
I'm doing it through Notes app. Damn. Pre-reunion.
You have a Notes app apology
on deck. Yeah.
So before we move forward, tell our listeners about your podcast.
Tracy, you go first.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Chelsea. My podcast is called The Stacks. It's a podcast about books. I interview authors and readers, and we have a book club. And we talk about books, but a lot of the time we just talk about pop culture and things we love and hate through the lens of books.
There we go. Love it. Chelsea.
I also have a books podcast. It's called Glamorous Trash. We don't read... So Tracy reads like books. We read celebrity memoirs. And
Those are books, Chelsea.
They are books. Listen, they're my favorite genre of books, but they're not on the level of your books. However, Tracy has come on my podcast. We did Mariah Carey's memoir. And then we also talk about pop culture. We go high and low, which is why it's called Glamorous Trash.
And I should point out here, we all are part of a rather incestuous podcast circle. Tracy has been on more than one of my shows. I've been on Tracy's show. Chelsea has been on this show before. And next week, we're all doing a live show together?
We are with Rachel Lindsay, the first Black Bachelorette. My live show, The Stacks, on tour in LA. It's the last stop. I'm fucking exhausted, but I'm so excited to be with the three of you. So if you're in LA, come hang out with us. Books, hot takes, bad takes, drinks.
This is like the Avengers Endgame of the podcast cinematic universe.
Yes. But does that mean we all die in the end or something?
I'm going to get a prequel.
Yeah, okay, no, we so just get really 19 dead. More movies that no one enjoys, but we're still around.
I can't wait.
Let's get into the game. I'm sure you both know about the game that we play on this show most weeks. It's called Intuit or Not Intuit. I share a little pop culture tidbit or story from the week, and you just tell me if you're into it or not. At the end of this game, I may declare a winner. I might not. Either way, it's going to be fun. Shall we?
Yes.
Let's ruin this friendship.
Yeah. I can't wait to win. Yo, thank you.
Let's go. This first one, actually, Chelsea, is up your alley because it's concerning an upcoming celebrity memoir. Here we go. Are y'all into or not into Jada Pinkett Smith revealing this week that she and Will Smith have, in fact, been separated for the past 7 years?
So from the year 2016, which is 7 years ago now,
yes,
y'all have been apart.
Yeah.
I am such a high level.
We've already been texting about this, yes. Chelsea and
I. Yeah. So first, let me just get more incestuous. Tracy is my guest on the podcast discussing Jada Pinkett's memoir. We are going to go through it page by page.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The synergy. I know. The synergy.
We've been talking about this memoir since when it was announced. You know, after so much red table talk where the whole premise is to, like, divulge everything. She's had, like, 12 seasons. What is there left to say? What is left to say?
I know all the grandma's business at this point.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I know everything.
I know everyone's, like, last doctor's visit. And so what is so funny about this revelation is that we guessed it. We all knew. This was an open secret that they were, you know, not together.
And an open marriage. Hey.
Yeah, open secret, open marriage. Like, this has been around. However, it undoes all the logic of the past 6 years. Did you have an affair if you were divorced the whole goddamn time? No, you didn't.
Let me tell you
Why
something,
did you
Chelsea,
guys have to do that?
It doesn't undo the logic. It speaks to the supreme god-tier logic of this celebrity couple.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then I got into an entanglement with August. That's what I said.
An entanglement?
Yes.
They know how to keep us interested. Had they told us years ago that they had been separated, they couldn't have milked Red Table Talk. They couldn't have done all of these things. It was brilliant. Like, they get the drama of a celebrity marriage without having to live together. Goals?
But do they not live together? Or do they still live together? They're just not in the same bedroom in the mansion.
Yeah, I think they're fully in different wings.
I don't know. What do you think, Tracy? And are you into this or not?
Okay, I am into this because I am into nonsense. Usually we get white nonsense, which I'm often into, but so rarely do we get black excellence nonsense. Usually there's like a million other things, and then we have to deal with like colorism and, you know, misogynoir, all this stuff. With this story, I'm just like, this is black excellence, nonsense, amazingness. I do have questions about the logistics. I feel that they're living together because if they're not still living together, that means every time Will Smith was like making a video or when she unboxed her memoir and the whole family's there, that they called like a family meeting to make a 60-second Instagram video.
I don't doubt that. I will tell you why. Because if they were really separated and we know at this point they have sex drives, you know, I think one or both of them would want to have a place where they could just be hanging with their crushes or their boos, right?
I think they have that because they're so rich.
I don't think
that them living together precludes
keeps them
having
them
like
from
sex
having
pads.
A boo hang. Okay. Yeah.
I think they have an in-house producer who is producing the marriage, and they say family meeting, everyone in here for some social content. Now you're scheduled to go fuck this other person, you know, at noon.
Oh my god!
I don't think they had to do this.
Chelsea, write the apology app now.
You don't think they had to do this, Chelsea. Why not?
No, absolutely. Everyone has wanted them to break up for years. Like, on her birthday, she posted a video of her and Tupac singing to a Will Smith song. I said, how much more can this marriage take?
I remember that. Messy.
Just be divorced. Messy. Yeah. Be divorced.
Okay, here's the situation. My parents went away on a week's vacation.
What does all of this say about the slap? Because I have been on Twitter because Jada and, quote, So Will are both trending today. And a lot of the things I'm seeing are people saying, So Will ruined his career for his roommate or whatever. And I don't agree with that. I still feel like Will should have defended her. Like, if they're not actually married in a marriage where they're still intimate together, they're clearly still business partners. They're clearly still co-parenting. They're clearly still having their weekly social media meeting produced by their in-house producer. He should have slapped that man still. I'm not angry about it.
Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Can I give you another wrinkle that complicates the slap even further?
Yes, I love a complication.
Jada has also said in the rollout of her new memoir that a while back, when Chris Rock had heard that Will and Jada were getting divorced, he asked Jada out on a date. Jada was like, what do you mean? And Chris says, I heard y'all were breaking up.
I love the slap. Slap him again, Will. Slap him again.
Let me read y'all what Jada said about this separation to Hoda Kotb. She was in an NBC News special this week, and she said, quote, By the time we got to 2016, we were just exhausted with trying. I think we were both kind of just still stuck in our fantasy of what we thought the other person should be. I made a promise that there will never be a reason for us to get a divorce. We will work through whatever. I just haven't been able to break that promise.
This is ridiculous.
Do I want to admire that?
No.
I love it. No. I love it. I'm here for it.
What on earth? Like, they are divorced. You are divorced. So it's just some sort of contract where one of them has a prenup they really regret signing.
You think and they had a prenup? You think they live their lives with that much
No, you're right. You're right. Maybe that's why they won't get a divorce. Of like, it'll just be too messy to split the estate and all the houses Will bought Jada that she did not want. Remember that like Swan Lake house? And she was like, I hate lakes. And he was like, this is for you.
And remember he threw her a birthday party, like this huge birthday party that she literally did not want.
Yes.
This was in his memoir.
However, the party sounds sick. It's like a 3-day party in Santa Fe. He like finds her family and makes a movie about her grandma,
her
who
like
she's
ancestors.
Never met. Yes. And she was like, you're disgusting to me.
But to be fair, she said, I don't want a big birthday party. And he was like, okay, noted. Here's a 3-day weekend with everyone you've met. I've dug into your like ancestral background. I found the people that your family was enslaved to. And happy birthday. Love you. Smile. And she was like, I wanted a massage and a nap.
I think they're addicted to the drama, and I think they're one of those couples that love to hate each other and don't ever want to actually be apart. They're one of those couples where it's like all they do is argue all day, but they like it. They're that energy. So Tracy's into this. Chelsea, are you into this drama?
I am absolutely not into this drama. When she had the affair with her son's friend and they had the red table talk, they should have said, it's weird we're at this red table talk because we are spiritually divorced, right?
Not spiritually divorced.
They uncoupled.
That's the new spiritual gangster shirt, spiritually divorced.
I just feel like in terms of celebrities doing celebrity well, this feels like smart strategery from people I didn't think were that strategerific. They get to be consciously uncoupled, but still use the mystique of this quote-unquote marriage to drive red table talk views and now book sales. They're not dumb, right?
They could just... He could just make another movie. He is a movie star.
No,
he
I think the movies are over for him.
Not anymore.
Not no more.
He's
Did
done.
You see Emancipation? Did you see Emancipation?
There's an interview I will never forget. It was like on E. They were on the red carpet. It was when Jada was in the second Matrix movie. And they're walking down the red carpet. And Will says, I saw this movie. I said it was so good. And to camera, Jada goes, and I said, get out of my movie. This is my movie. You cannot be in this franchise. This is my movie. And she's like kind of smiling, but you can tell she means it. Where she's like, I finally got one chance to kind of be an actress. And you can't have this. You can't steal this from me. And I just think they've hated each other for so long. And you have enough money. You don't need more.
I always wonder how different all of this would have been had Will Smith taken the role that Keanu got for The Matrix.
Yes.
He was offered The Matrix first, and he said, I don't want to do it because I don't get it. He didn't get the plot.
And that's where Jada was like, and then I'm in movie two, and you can't come back and be Neo.
Oh,
If Will was Neo, would he now be married to an artist and be the internet's boyfriend that Keanu Reeves is?
There you go.
Is this his red pill, blue pill?
We'll never know. More with Tracy Thomas and Chelsea Devantes after the break.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity. But giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else, and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Fox Creative.
This is advertiser content from 26.2 Team Milk and their new docuseries, Running Sucks.
Is running the worst?
Yeah.
Do you love it? Do you hate it?
I hate it so much. I hate it so freaking much.
That you're a real runner now!
I hate it.
I'm Abby Ayers, a 37-year-old mom from Utah who found herself running across the Manhattan Bridge in my first race ever.
Running Sucks celebrates women who run and the running communities that carry them across the finish line.
Running helped me in so many ways postpartum.
It really is about taking my power back and proving myself wrong.
For every person like you, I'm telling you, you belong, and I'm telling you, you can do it.
I never thought the words would leave my mouth, but yes, I'm planning on running a marathon. I can't even say it without laughing, because, like, who would have thought?
Watch Running Sucks at runningsucktheseries.com and learn more about how Team Milk is helping women runners across the country conquer their next course.
Next question. Are y'all into or not into a reboot of Seinfeld? There's rumbling. There's chattering.
Beyond not.
I'm so not into this.
I have deeply I've gone not into a multiverse where anti. Seinfeld never exists.
Wow.
No.
Yeah.
I saw it and I was like, I guess that's fine. I don't care. At this point, I don't care.
Is he coming back? Is he like, I'm older, but I'm still in the apartment? What are they going to do with
I know.
Kramer?
Let me tell you everything.
Well, he can't come back. Shit.
Wait. Who needs to play Kramer? Boots Riley.
Oh, my. Kate, you know what? Then I'm into it.
I don't know who that is.
The guy who directed Sorry to Bother You.
Oh.
The director.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, you're replacing him with a black person?
Yes.
Yes. I was trying to think of a white person. And I was like, okay,
and
that?
You know a white person named Boots Riley?
No, well, that's why I was like, I don't know who that is. I know who black Boots Riley is. I don't know who white yes. Boots Riley is.
We replace no. Elaine with Shakira.
Ooh.
I'm into this if we do all new casting.
Who's the new Jerry Seinfeld?
Wait, it still has to be Jerry Seinfeld, but he has to interact with, like, people of color, and that's the whole show. It's like
Donald Glover. No, Donald Glover's Jerry Seinfeld. Donald Glover is Jerry Seinfeld.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. Anywho, the news of this. This past weekend, during a stand-up set in Boston, he was asked if he was all right with the original series' polarizing finale, apparently one of the worst series finales of all time. He said, quote, "Something is going to happen that has to do with that ending. It hasn't happened yet. Just what you were thinking about. Larry and I have also been thinking about. So you'll see."
Hmm. Is it Seinfeld
no.
in jail?
Okay.
Jerry and Larry.
Do they pick
don't
up with all
it.
Of them in prison?
What would y'all want this to be, plot-wise?
Mm-mm. I don't want it. I would want them to understand that this is a bad idea.
Wow.
Give that money and that
wow.
opportunity to some black women creators and make a show that someone might actually want to watch at some point that is original content and an original idea. That is what I would like, plot-wise.
Yes.
Okay.
As a television writer, that sounds good. But if that's not going to happen, here's my second pitch.
Uh-huh.
The pilot is Jerry goes and dates a 17-year-old as he already did no. in his real life.
Surprise.
Oh, my
this
gosh.
Time,
and you are out for blood.
Everyone.
Did not see that coming. Twist.
Well, I'm serious. This is a story. It never gets enough tension.
This is like a Woody Allen
movie. I just
want to
play that story out in 2023.
I remember this now.
Listen, if you're going to reboot old shows and not give new artists a chance, face your demons. Woo.
I feel like what it will be plot-wise, though, is it's just going to be Jerry Seinfeld being older, like, dating on a dating app or trying to order food and getting a robot who delivers food and him yeah. interact. Like, can you believe it? Oh, my gosh. Technology. Yeah.
Or wait, no. Actually, yeah. I do want to see Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Elaine try to figure out how to make TikToks to catch a man.
Okay.
That'd be funny.
But then she'll say, I'm trying
Elaine.
To tickety-tock-tock. Or she'll say, I'm getting on Twitter. Do you guys know yeah. this Twitter? I guess it's X. Is that a drug?
Ooh. So y'all aren't into that. I thought I was kind of into it before we started, but now I'm not either.
We did it.
No,
we win. We won the game.
Good shows.
There's still more.
Damn it.
There's still more. While we're talking about potential reboots, can I run through a list of a few more that are upcoming and you quickly tell me if you're into them or not?
Yes.
There's a Monk reboot, a Monk movie hitting Peacock later this year. It's called Mr. Monk's Last Case, a Monk movie. Into it or not? Go. Rapid.
No.
I am not into it.
Not
Don't
into
you remember
it.
The Sex and the City movies? Don't go to film. Stay in TV. Stay where you belong.
I like him, though. Tony Shalhoub. He seems like a sweet guy. Okay, no. Damn, y'all are harsh. All right, next. Frasier.
No.
Frasier.
No.
That reboot premiered on Paramount Plus this week. Okay.
No.
That's a no. Chelsea?
I am a hard no. He already had such a great arc on Real Housewives. Nothing can top it. You know, go out on top.
All right. Leaving the family is never easy. It's just sometimes there are things that call us away. We have to do it.
Why don't I start grabbing some shirts out of the closet for you?
All right, sure thing. Sorry.
Okay.
Thanks. Get the shirts that make me look really gay.
We saw him divorce his wife on Real Housewives.
Okay.
We don't need Frasier back.
What if I told you that characters in the reboot included Frasier's firefighter's son, Freddie, Niall's son, David, and Frasier's British friend from college, who we never heard about until now? The critics are okay with this, too.
That sounds like three new dudes added to the show.
I'm no on this because I've been no.
Where's Daphne?
Okay. Last one. It's been rumored for a while, but it seems like it's still in the works. A reboot of The American Office.
This is harder for me.
The kids love The Office these days.
Is it the same cast or new cast?
Same creator. Cast is still in flux.
Okay, probably no.
They're not coming back.
Okay,
absolutely no. Also, that one does, at least Frasier, you're like, I think my dad watched Frasier. You're like, I watched The Office.
That's
it's
true.
Already back?
Yeah. And the kids just
That's
watched
true.
The Office. Like,
yeah.
We're peak office right now.
Okay, fine. No, I'm out.
Also, the beauty of that show is how much they could not get away with that show today.
Yeah, I go back and rewatch episodes, and there's
oh
a lot
God.
That I'm like...
Diversity Day? You watched Diversity Day recently?
Yeah, Diversity Day is an incredible episode.
Or like when they go to Benihana, just no, you cannot do that.
No, I mean, Michael Scott is basically a walking, talking no.
All right, so no's across the board.
Yeah.
Moving on, I think y'all are going to be no on this too, but I'm into it. I'm into the energy of the no's this episode. Are y'all into or not into... Whatever's going on with Drake right now, he has a new album out and he's not making friends. He is not making friends.
I cannot believe this one's even a question.
Yeah.
Please, one of you be into it. I must hear it.
It's impossible for me to be into it. It's a deep no. Aggressive.
All right, more of the game with Tracy Thomas and Chelsea Devantes after this break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Drake is down bad.
Oh, my God.
Drake is down bad.
What happened? I miss the Drake who stood in front of 1,000 purses and said, I have been collecting designer bags for my future wife. And women that day were like, oh, my God, he's so romantic. Like, they're going to get all these purses. And I was thinking, like, okay, but if you give him a blowjob, like, do you get a clutch? Do you get, like, a backpack? I don't know. Okay, you know, what happens when you just date
him? Is it Derek Jeter vibes? You got a gift
bag.
Yeah,
you get a gift bag on your way out. Anyways, but I remember it being so romantic. And now we know it's just a pervert's closet. Like, he's trying on the purses. He wears them around. He holds one in his hand as he texts Millie Bobby Brown.
Nah, you know? I'm not ever mad about a man with the purse.
I'm not mad, but he got 1,000 purses.
Well, now he's gone from purses to bras. Have you seen the newest photo he released?
Oh, that's right.
In his last tour, he was asking the women in attendance to throw more bras on stage because he likes that. So he had his staff collect all the bras he got during the tour. And then he had his staff arrange them in one of the big rooms in his mansion. And he just took a picture in front
of it. He's a loser. He's a huge loser.
He cannot get hard anymore.
Chelsea, I cannot wait to read your notes app apology. It's about to be off the wall. You have to apologize to everybody. Oh my gosh,
I'm just saying, if you need to line up 1,000 bras, take a picture and post it, like something internally is wrong health-wise.
Yeah. Also, like the lining up is like, just like dump them in a big pile and maybe like dive on them like Scrooge McDuck.
No, do not dive on strangers' bras. Do not dive on strangers' bras.
Okay, here's what I have to say about Drake, because I have a lot of feelings. But
yeah,
one of the things, and I'm going to shout out a fantastic writer, David Dennis Jr. He just wrote a piece in Antscape about how Drake is basically become Kevin Samuels.
Tell folks who Kevin Samuels is if they don't know.
So Kevin Samuels is the recently departed Black podcast guy who basically rails on Black women and tells men, heterosexual men, that women need to bring something to the table. And it's like this whole anti-woman shit about, you know, what do you bring to the table? Why should I be with you? You need to serve me, et cetera, nasty, gross shit. And Drake has clearly found some corners of the internet or something where he has gone deep, I hate women. The other day at a concert, some guy had a sign that was like, my girlfriend broke up with me and I spent all the money on these tickets.
Hey, I gotta read that sign. I like that sign. That's a good sign to pick tonight.
And then he said to the guy, I don't know what's wrong with her. I'm gonna give you $50,000 so you can stunt on her.
That's how we doing it tonight, big dog. It's your night tonight. And I won't say it like y'all said it, but fuck that young lady.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing, Drake? Like, what are you doing? Yeah. And then he has this song about Rihanna where he's, like, shitting on her. And that makes no sense. And also, you look so, like, such a loser because you guys broke up,
like Rihanna has moved on.
15 years ago. She has 2 kids and a husband. Yeah. And you're talking about how she was bad at sex. Really? Do you think she was bad at sex?
Oh, he says that about her?
In the song. Yeah, where are the lyrics?
Let me tell you something that will never be true. Ever be true. Rihanna being bad at sex.
Rihanna being bad at anything.
Have you heard the songs? Have you heard the song?
Also, she was not bad at sex if you are still singing about her 6 years later.
Crying about
that's
it.
That's someone that who put it part. Down good.
Okay, here's what he says. Here's what he says. He says, better him than me. Better it's not me. I'm anti. I'm anti. Yeah, and the sex was average with you. Yeah, I'm anti because I had it with you. Okay, I'm auntie like your daddy's sister.
Okay, I'm auntie like your daddy's sister. Auntie like a family picture. And I had way better bitches than your TBH. Yeah. That man, he's still with you. He can't leave.
He's a little bitch. Fuck Drake. Honestly, it's so nasty, and I'm tired of women acting like he's some hot shit. He's washed. He's a loser. He's mad at women from a decade ago, and it's just so icky. Truly, it's out on Drake forever.
So the reason Drake is trending right now is in large part because he's out with a new album called For All the Dogs. Which, fitting.
Yes.
But in the rollout for this album, he's just further shown himself to be somewhat of an unsavory character. So one of the tracks on this new album, he disses, of all people, the jazz artist Esperanza Spalding.
Because she beat him.
Because he's still mad about how she beat him out for Best New Artist at the Grammys a decade ago.
Yeah.
And he didn't just diss her over that. He further dissed her and Michelle Obama because he's mad that Michelle Obama put an Esperanza Spalding song on one of her Spotify playlists.
Esperanza Spalding was getting all the praises. I'm trying to keep it humble. I'm trying to keep it gracious. Who give a fuck Michelle Obama put you on a playlist? Then we never hear from you again like it was taken.
Are you what? Then?
Yeah, this is incel behavior.
Yeah.
Like, he's
yeah.
about to lead a little incel march.
Where's his tiki torch?
That's
like,
exactly
seriously.
Right.
Then the album's coming out. The singles are out. The critical buzz is like, this ain't the best track we've ever heard. And Joe Budden, former rapper turned podcaster, made note of this on his podcast. And on his podcast, Joe Budden said that Drake needs to start making music that suits his age and stop making music, quote, for the kids. He said of Drake, quote, you have failed at music.
Yeah.
Drake responded in the comments of the video on Instagram. And he ended the response. Can I tell you how he ended his response? He said, quote, "If you need it put in simpler terms, I own a 767. He owns a modest house in the 973 and flies first class on special occasions." That was his comeback.
Here's the thing. Joe Budden is also a loser.
Well, yes.
I don't want to be
there
on here
go.
Talking
there
about how
go.
Great Joe Budden is. They're both loser idiots and they should destroy each other. I would love that. But I like songs for 25-year-olds. Like, I like songs for the kids. I like a bop. Give me a song to dance to. Here's the problem with this new album. It's bad. The
it's
music
bad.
Sucks. It's boring. And it's
so
anti-woman.
Boring.
And it's just so nasty. And, like, you look stupid in your little, I don't know, whatever the fuck he's doing on the cover. Like, it's some weird performance of blackness that I am not into. And
it's kind
I say
of minstrel
this as a
show-ish.
Fellow mixed person.
It's kind of minstrel
it is.
Show.
It's giving blackface.
Okay, you guys, yeah. What if Millie yeah. Bobby Brown came out with a diss track? I also just want to point out, flying first class on special occasions and a modest, like, this sounds like a pretty good life. Like,
a great
Drake
life.
Has lost his reference points. Like,
sign me up.
Yeah, it sounds nice. How is that the your
like,
best
like, it's not
diss?
The insult you think it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All I know is, he's going to have a number one album. Apparently, the album sales are, like, over 400,000 for the first week. Someone still likes this. Why?
It's all the incels he's courting. He has a
They're
whole new
a great
audience.
Market.
Like, I didn't think they liked black guys. I thought the incels hated black people, too.
Yeah. No, if you are speaking their message, they will like you.
Okay.
And also, the truth is black incels need leaders, too. It's incel is a male problem. It is not a racial problem. It is, like, the only thing in America that defies race and class.
There you go.
It's just, you identify as a cishet man, you could be an incel, too.
Oh, yeah. Let's palate cleanse.
Yeah, please.
What would y'all recommend our listeners listen to this weekend instead of the new Drake album? Go ahead.
Hold on. Let me pull up my latest playlist. Here's what's so funny, too.
Okay.
To just talk so much shit about Drake, and then you're like, what do you listen to? And what if I was just like, Broadway musicals on repeat?
Drake!
I was going to be like, Hamilton!
Can you imagine?
We've reached the end of the game. We must declare a winner. The winner of this week's edition of Into It is Jada Pinkett Smith. I'm sorry, she's about to sell
a shit ton of books.
She is going to move units.
Her and her in-house producer.
She's going to move units.
In-house producer's the real winner.
That's right.
Thanks again to Tracy Thomas, host of the Stacks podcast, all about books, and Chelsea Devantes, comedian, writer, and host of the podcast Glamorous Trash. Also, listeners, a reminder, we still want your voice memos about the culture that's haunting you, because it's spooky season, okay? We're bringing back Culture Geist just for a little bit. Send us your submissions, intuit@vulture.com. What in the culture has been haunting you, for better or for worse? Let us know in a voice memo. All right, Intuit is hosted by me, Sam Sanders. The show is produced by Janae West, Travis Larchuk, Gabi Grossman, Jelani Carter, and Taka Zen. Our fearless editor is Jordana Hochman. Our engineer is Daniel Turek. Our music is composed by Breakmaster Cylinder. And the executive producer of audio at Vox Media is Nishat Kurwa. Listeners, we are back next Tuesday with a brand new episode. Till then, whatever Drake's doing, don't do that. All right? Okay. Bye.
Why do you run? Why does anyone?
I always thought that runners loved running, and that's not the case. Most runners hate running, but they choose to do it.
In the new docuseries, Running Sucks, brought to you by Team Milk, Abby Ayers learns why women runners everywhere are driven to go the distance.
It really is about taking my power back and proving myself wrong.
Team Milk is about fueling women's performance and helping them along their marathon journeys. You can sign up now for the inaugural Every Woman's Marathon, taking place in Savannah, Georgia on November 16th, 2024. Learn more and register at everywomansmarathon.com.